It works.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Steve Carr is with me, as he's going to be with me more and more on this particular program, because I'm losing my mind, and he's a better thinker than I am. We are recording from the Agora Investment Conference up here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Very, very interesting people attending this. Chatting with a couple of gentlemen right now who I think you can really learn something from. Hank Baldahill, Jr., who is the founder of the Strategic Investing Long Short Fund, and a gentleman who I have to say is probably a very successful advisor of the fund, Fred Richards.
Well, I don't advise the fund.
You don't advise? Why are you here?
Well, they are trying to emulate what I taught and what I've shown out on my website in teaching people how to stay out of trouble and make some money.
Okay.
And I only run my own money, and I refuse to go back and get all the SEC licenses and everything else. And I've been pestered by people like Hank Mulvihill and Gil Morales and various other of the ex-portfolio managers from IBD to allow them to use some of my strategies. And finally, after about, 5 years, I acquiesced because they're close to me, and I've seen their track record by themselves. And I said, well, okay, let's see if you can do it. And so I allowed them to use the name Strategic Investing, a long short fund, but I have no interest
financially other than
seeing that hopefully they can do what I set out to train people to do.
Hank, tell me about your fund.
Very simple. We have the ability to go into any asset class anywhere in the world, which is extraordinary all by itself. And I may be long, I may be short, and if I don't like what I see, I may go to cash. There may be 20 funds in the world that can do that.
You know, Hank, we talk both on this show and also on the Business Talk Radio Network show that we're on about people diversifying into natural resources. But we also like to offer our radio listeners kind of the gamut. And you have a different approach, but a complementary approach, obviously, or you wouldn't be here at this conference. How is it complementary?
We feel that this is no longer a satellite type of investing strategy. We think that global macro long short is going to become core. And if you want to bolt some precious metals on the side and some farmland and some more direct resource work and some timber, fine. But understand the volatility of those investments. We take the volatility out of your broad-based market accounts.
What type of companies, Hank, do you guys invest in?
If things are going our direction, we'll model off the Investor's Business Daily high momentum, high earnings, and high growth and high profit stocks. When they're not, well, we short the high betas.
Fred, how do you feel about resource companies?
Well, I don't know. I have a precious metals portfolio I've done relatively well in since 1997. I also recommended people to buy gold at $275 an ounce. Not too many people thought I was more than just insane, but I guess it's worked out.
You know, it's worked out. I totally turned the focus of my show at the time in 2002 around to asset-based investing. Gold was trading at $254 an ounce. Made absolutely no sense to me, you know, and the rest is history. So you like precious metals?
Yes, I do.
Hank, in coming to Agora and interfacing with the Rick Rules and the Bill Bonners, and John Malden's going to be up here next after you guys, how do you find their worldview and your worldview? Are they fairly in sync with each other?
Steve, you got me pegged, okay? Remember, we put on a program in March of this year called America, Boom or Bankruptcy. John Malden was one of our panelists along with Fred Richards here. And, yeah, I'd say our worldviews are fairly in sync. So I have no issue at all with – I'm a huge admirer of Rick Rule. Obviously, John Malden and I get along, and obviously Fred and I get along, so – why wouldn't I be here? I'm a member of almost all these senior Agora clubs anyway, so Yeah.
But, you know, I started reading their stuff when Bill was on the show back when he and Addison put out Financial Reckoning Day when that was first published, and I've been an avid reader of their publications ever since. I think the Daily Reckoning is, in my opinion, I think it's the best newsletter out there. Just if you're looking at one letter in an overall sense, I mean, they've got some brilliant contributors, you know, no question about that.
Hmm. You know, it's really been amazing to me, and, of course, Al, you've been trying to talk to me about these groups for some time, in coming here to just experience the synergy.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you know, I'm so used to being in industries like the commodities industry where there's so much belly bumping going on. You know, it's like, who's more important than who? And I've really just been blown away with how these guys work together. And it's about, let's share the best ideas we can. We don't care who gets the credit. Let's get people in the best assets possible. How much of that was a factor, Hank, in you guys deciding to come here and tie into what they're doing?
Clearly we're trying to raise assets for the fund, but we also are educators just like Fred. We take it pretty seriously. We think we have a mission to develop sound investing, and we promulgate that and talk about it a lot, so we're right at home here. In fact, I tried to get Addison to put me on as a speaker, too. We'll get him next year.
Get him next year.
You know, the reason I really got mad, I guess you might say, and really started really focusing upon education, it wasn't the fact that in 97 we had all the layoffs of the telecom corridor people, and you had all these people with 401ks and IRAs that didn't know nothing about what we were now responsible for. It was when in basically February, March of 2000, we had nobody in the brokerage communities, per se, that would call up their clientele and say, it's time to get out.
Right.
And they're good at telling you to buy. It's not too good to telling you to sell. And so people have to take responsibility in a large measure for their own investment success and or failure, and you have to give them the tools and the concepts that allow them to do that.
I totally agree with you. You know, and I've said a million times on the air that the best insurance you can have is doing your own research, but that goes hand in hand with working with somebody, you know, who has the guts to tell you when to sell. And I know, Hank, you do that.
Amen. Tight stops.
Yeah.
Keep you out of trouble.
Oh, exactly.
There's no ego in the business. There just isn't. You don't want to prove that you're wrong.
Your ego is not going to do you any good if your clients lose money. It's just purely and simply. Tell our listeners a little bit about the association that you are involved with in terms of the American Investors.
Well, for whatever reason, they have decided they wanted me to get in front of almost all of their chapters throughout the United States, which I've basically done now, and I've been invited back to all their larger chapters multiple times and on an annual basis, which is something very unusual. San Francisco, L.A., New York, you name it. The only one I haven't been to of all their chapters is Chicago, and I think that's their headquarters, and they can do that themselves. But it's really been an interesting episode for the last 8 years, and going around and meeting all these people and seeing how varied and how recently the changes have come in the feelings and the fear that is in that group. Because a lot of these people cannot afford to rebuild their capital base. They don't have the time.
It's pretty tough. I mean, I remember chatting with my neighbors when my family and I still lived in the Portland area, and it was the rule, not the exception, that we had friends and neighbors who had lost 50% of their IRAs because they were believing, because somebody was telling them, you know, basic business fundamentals don't make any sense. Income statements, what's that? We're in a new paradigm. We don't need to worry about that stuff anymore. But in fact, we do need to worry about that stuff anymore. And that's one of the messages that Steve and I are bringing to you, and that is you folks out there have to be educated.
And you know, Al, I think another thing is the whole community aspect of this. Even Warren Buffett didn't do it alone. He had a guy by the name of Charlie Munger and a whole team that worked with him.
Nobody can do it alone. We're all a team in this world. Stephen and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Steve and I are chatting with a fellow right now, a chartered financial analyst. That always gets my attention because anyone who knows what a CFA is knows that it's an incredibly sophisticated and difficult to achieve designation. Rob Parenteau. Steve, you heard Rob speak. You were really impressed.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. You know, there's a lot of people now that are just starting to talk about solutions There's not a lot of definition with it, though, oftentimes. There's not a lot of specificity with it. And one of the things that I really like about where Rob is coming from is that he is, you know, they say the devil is in the details. Well, the solutions are in the details, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we are talking, you know, common sense solutions for the very real problems that we're encountering. And especially for the sake of our kids, Al, and our grandkids, for those of us who have grandkids now, you know, we've got to be providing these kids hope. And, you know, we've gone through difficult times before in this country, in Europe, as we've talked about, thousands of years old. They're still there. We're still going to be around. It's just, what form are we going to be in? And are we jumping from the pan into another pan, or worse yet, from the pan into the fire? And we've got to enter this dialogue, and we've got to do it, Rob, I think, in a civil way with each other. What's happened to civility in this country? I mean, yep. There's so much acrimony anymore. I just refuse to debate with people. I used to love it. I just don't like it anymore.
You know, you read the press today, and let's look at what happened yesterday with that woman who was with the Department of Agriculture as an example. You know, everybody jumps on her from one side, then they find out that they're totally wrong. You know, they go back to the other side of the equation. Bill O'Reilly comes out and apologizes. You know, our president comes out and says, well, she was fired, but now we got to bring her back, etc. All of that is a result of what you're talking about. What uncontrolled emotions. Nobody stopped and looked at a situation because they were so interested in their own deal.
Yeah, look, the basis of any good democracy has got to start with civil discourse. We have to be able to discuss things amongst yourselves without ending up in a fist fight. And unfortunately, that doesn't serve the purposes of some people in this country. And the media, mainstream media at least in particular, enjoys creating disaster out of every and anything out there. This doesn't serve any of us. And people like you are making an effort to turn that around, and I applaud that.
Well, and I want to mention, I'm not going to say who it is. I was talking with somebody about your writing in a well-known Eastern publication, and immediately the person's response was, well, I don't like him. I said, no, that's exactly where this stuff needs to be written. I got to tell you a funny story. I had years ago when I was syndicated, I had a network tell me, they said, well, we have a beautiful time, but it runs after XX show. I won't tell you what the show is. And they said, do you mind running there? I said, hey, I'll run in hell if the devil will let me run in hell. I'm not afraid of getting in there and mixing it up. But coming back to this thing again, Rob, we've got to be able to sit down and really listen. We, you know, a saying that I've come to love is, I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm just asking you at this point to understand what I'm trying to communicate.
Yeah, I agree. There's a practice that's called deep listening, where you listen not just to the words, but between the lines of the words and to the emotion behind the words. And for some reason, we've lost that capacity or diminished its importance. And unfortunately, unless we do talk and listen, we're not going to get very far in terms of finding solutions. We come from a culture that emphasizes individual solution finding. We all think we can be Daniel Boone, but we're past that point. Unfortunately, we're going to have to work together to get this right, and we have to find ways to work together that don't end up in fist fights every time.
You know,
we can agree to disagree on some things.
And actually, what's wrong with that?
I think if we sit down around the table, 9 times out of 10, we're going to find we share the same goals. We're all after the same thing, some idea of human contentment and happiness. We just have hundreds of different ways of getting there, and we may not all agree on the same way of getting there, but there's probably more room for agreement than most of us are willing to admit.
I would maintain that today that the disparities that we have in society are really a result of the press. And the reason I say that is because what the average daily paper is written to an intellect of, what, a sixth grader, or a reading ability of a sixth grader or something like that. That's what 90% of people in this country read. That's where they're getting their opinions. And for some reason right now, the press, the conventional press, in my opinion, Rob, isn't even close to being middle of the road right now. I think they're fueling the fire.
I agree. I have this experience, as you mentioned, with this Eastern newspaper that will remain unnamed. I put out on a blog the article I submitted and lined it up next to the article they actually published. And you can see how diluted and watered down, and even the title of it is misnamed. They didn't get much of the message, and what they did get of it, they watered down to very thin gruel. I've also been on TV up here with BNN. The question, line of questioning is so much more intelligent than what I would get on CNBC. It's beyond me. And I don't know how we got to this point in our culture, but people like you and others need to stand up and push back and get it on the right course.
It's the only way society is going to get back on track, in my opinion.
Totally.
There's everybody right now. I mean, there's a whole new paradigm in society in terms of capitalism, in my opinion. And you know what? It's at the risk of sounding like a total gloom and doomer. That's what's going to bring the world down. Specifically, that's, I think, what could bring America down. And that's something that has to change. And the only way it's going to change is if people become aware that that's what's going on.
I think one of the positive things that's happening right now, especially in the political realm, is we're seeing a growing number of people who are coming to the conclusion that the existing paradigm doesn't work for them anymore.
And we can't go back to the old. The door is closed on the old methods, the old ways. It didn't work that well anyway to begin with.
Exactly.
This is why there's so much fear out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know there's no going back, but they also don't know what lies ahead, and no one's describing a vision that's attractive and plausible enough for them to believe in. And this is why we're in this uncomfortable spot.
And Rob, you have shared a couple times, both in speech and with me individually, that this is a real passion for you. This is, in a sense, keeping you up at night. Talk about that a little bit.
I feel that I've got three children. I feel I have a commitment to them to leave a world that's better off than the one that I inherited. And I feel like this is the moment now when all hands need to be on deck. No more fooling around. No more pussyfooting around. We need to bring these issues to a head. We need to clean house. This has gone beyond anything any of us should assume is acceptable. And we all know this. We know this at some gut level. And from my own perspective, I'm getting 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night because I'm one person doing as much as I can, trying of as much impact. But it does no good to anyone, for any of us, to sit in the corner, doom and gloom it out, and just cower and shake. We each need to face what we fear and basically face it down and do it with other people.
Okay, Stephen and I have been talking with Rob Parenteau. Rob has a publication called The Rickenbacken Letter. He is the editor of this particular publication. If you want to get more information about Rob or The Rickenbacken Letter, simply click on the banner that we have on the website, and you can learn all about what he is doing, what he believes, and if that may or may not fit into your life. We're going to be right back with Rick Rule, and then in the final segment, Rob and Rick are going to join us again. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. free. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am Al Corlin. I'm here with Steve Carr. We are up in Vancouver, British Columbia at the Agora Investment Conference that Bill Bonner, Addison Wiggin, and the crew put on once a year. One of the main speakers up here is a fellow who's been on our show a number of times, Rick Rule. Good friend, really a nice guy. You know, Paul, who used to be the co-host on this program, confronted me after the first time Rick was on the show, and he said, damn, and Paul was LDS. He used that word very, very seldom. He said, that guy's the smartest guy in the world. And I said, you know what? No, I am. But Rick's a close second. How you doing, Rick?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
We're going to talk about energy. Steve, you know, with the increased demand that was just announced coming out of China, it strikes me that that particular part of the world is going to absolutely play a pivotal role in energy issues in terms of not just in terms of supply, but even more importantly in terms of the demand. And look what that's going to do to prices. Rick, your comments?
Absolutely. Chinese per capita petroleum use is about 3-4% of U.S. per capita petroleum use. I'm not suggesting that Chinese people in the foreseeable future will be rich enough to compete with us barrel for barrel. But if their per capita consumption increased to the level of South Korean per capita consumption, China would use every drop of oil produced in the world.
And you know what, Rick? The Chinese are incredible business people. I think they represent, what, 10% of the population in Malaysia? They control the economy. 15% of the population in Indonesia, they control the economy. I'm telling you guys, this is a scenario that I think could even surpass the historic gains in Taiwan, South Korea, and even Japan after World War II. Rick, do you think that's a possibility?
Sure. We're in Vancouver, a classic example of the success of the Chinese diaspora. You look at the success of the Chinese people around the world, every place that Chinese people have allowed to become free, they've become very rich. to the extent that the power of the Chinese people is unleashed at home, hopefully they grow fast enough and become rich enough that they can pull our lazy keisters out of the morass we've dug ourselves into.
Well, what I find to be really interesting, you know, is you talk about supply. You talk about the supply of oil, and your comment about if the Chinese people simply start consuming oil as a nation to the same degree the Koreans are consuming oil, we're going to be out of oil.
Correct.
Yeah. So what's, I mean, where's that going to put the world?
Well, it'll be an interesting challenge.
Solar energy, right?
As we've discussed before, solar has a big problem, night.
Yeah, right. It's only 12 hours a day.
People want the lights to work at night. It leads to a broader energy discussion. When people ask me what forms of energy are going to be important in the future, I say yes, meaning that everything's going to be important. Nuclear is going to be important. Whether or not the American administration likes it, coal is going to be important. Oil is going to be important. Gas is going to be important. Alternative energies, in particular those alternative energies like geothermal that work, are going to be important. The fact is that we're going to need all kinds of energy supplies on a going forward basis. The most important improvements in energy economics, actually, are going to come from conservation. The biggest source of energy that we're going to have in the future is using less of it. If markets work, if the price of energy rises, people will by nature use less.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the big energy breakthrough of the future, not producing more but using less.
I want to ask you a question that's kind of out of left field, but I really want to get your opinion on this because I value it, and I'm not kidding here. Mongolia, close to China, huge coal assets in Mongolia. You know, your friend Bob Friedland has done a lot of interesting things in Mongolia. What's your opinion right now about the situation there and companies that have assets in that country?
Are you referring to the increasing perception of political risk in Mongolia?
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, political risk is where you find it. We all get very nervous about political risk that we don't understand in countries that we can't spell. My belief is that political risk is endemic to natural resource-based businesses.
Yeah.
Governments exist to steal. Ambrose Bierce famously described elections as advanced auctions of stolen property. And that's what's happening in Mongolia. But you don't have to look to Mongolia. I live in the People's Republic of California, and communal theft is endemic in California.
So
Alberta, the free enterprise paragon of Canada, put on excess profits tax. They put on a natural gas tax. Allegedly the best mining jurisdiction in the world, Australia, tried to step a so-called super profits tax in place. That's endemic. You don't have to just be nervous about brown people who don't speak English stealing your wealth.
So you're not particularly concerned about that country in terms of public companies that are located there?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. Stephen, you want
to? You know, one of the things, Rick, that we're really committed to, and every week we're having either a U.S. Senate candidate on or a U.S. congressional candidate, is that the veil that's existed for many decades in this country between business and politics oftentimes, especially in the natural resource sector, we need to be proactive. We need to be building relationships with people who see things, have the same concerns that we do. Are you seeing a similar trend that we just can't afford to just hope it goes away or hope it corrects itself?
Well, big business has often had an interesting relationship with government. If you suggest that elections are advanced auctions of stolen property, big business, in particular big financial services businesses, have often been high bid. There are a whole panoply of regulations that are put in place that may not favor business, but they favor certain businesses. I would love to see a situation where freedom-oriented people had a better stake in government. But as an example, the whole concept of a libertarian party is a bit of an oxymoron. A party of people committed to no government. We have some fundamental problems in this fight.
Some fundamental problems. Steve, I got to tell you, I am amazed that a guy who, on the one hand, has the ability to use the words panoply, was that the word? Something like that. And this guy ran the Obama campaign in California. I find that to be fascinating. That was a joke, Rick. It's okay, man.
I don't dislike him any more than I dislike the last guy.
I hear you. I think,
well, you know, in politics, yeah, one of the cardinal rules is you never allow your enemy to define who you are. And I think that the energy sector, Rick, in particular in natural resources, has allowed the enemy to define who they are. I mean, is it not time for the energy sector, the natural resource sector to be proactive in really communicating who we really are rather than who certain groups seem to need us to be?
I think it's critical that we communicate directly to the people, that we communicate to our employees, that we communicate to our consumers, and yes, that we communicate to the voters. The energy business has done a relatively good job over the years communicating in private to Congress as a consequence of lobbying and campaign contributions. In other words, they've played the political game, but they've played the political game at the very, very, very top level. To the extent that, as you suggest, our enemies control public opinion, we certainly need to deal with it. I remember passing out bumper stickers in California that said, no drilling, no driving. And I had a surprising number of people who understood the wisdom of that.
Well, you know, it's so frustrating to me, and we've talked about this before on the show, Al, where environmentalists fly to do their press release in their private jet. I mean, what's the carbon imprint there? I mean, please don't call me on your cell phone with all this displaced rage about how the natural resource sector is ruining everything. And I think, you know, the situation with BP with this oil spill, I was just incredulous when I found out that Mobil has had one safety violation, and British Petroleum has had 700 and some safety violations in the same amount of time. Where are the supposed regulators who are supposed to protect us during all of that?
Well, the regulators that are supposed to protect us really know very, very little, I think, about the industries that they're supposed to be regulating. I don't think there's any question. Rick, you know, you and I have known each other for a while, and I got to tell you, I am absolutely amazed at the absolutely despicable job that the energy sector has done in terms of, you know, forwarding their own cause. It just is amazing to me. It's amazing to me that the green movement has been as effective as they are, I got to tell you. Closing comments?
Sure. I think the green movement speaks to the way people feel. The energy sector is run by engineers, and
yeah,
they try and speak to the way people think. But people would prefer to feel than to think. The energy industry obviously has to communicate better.
Yes, they do. Okay, stick around. Steve and I are going to be right back.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Steve and I are here to wrap up the show with a couple of our previous guests, Rick Rule and Rob Parenteau. Rob's an interesting guy. I hadn't met him before today, but boy, I tell you, he's got a lot of insight into what's going on. You know, we talk on this show a lot. We look on the negative side of the street more often than we should, and we talk about, you know, the downfalls in society, the challenges that people are faced with, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that's not what Steve and I really have in mind. What we really have in mind is we want our audience to be aware of solutions to the various problems. And God knows we have a bazillion problems right now. I mean, we can talk about virtually anything, financial issues, political issues, etc. But, you know, solutions are the name of the game, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I came here, Alan, this is only my second conference that I've been to in 11 years outside of Chicago. After Freedom Fest last week, I listened to Rob, and it was like I wanted to just give a standing ovation, because not only was he talking about common sense solutions, which are so important mm-hmm. in this day and age, but also common ground mm-hmm. solutions. And Rob, you referenced a guy that I have a really hard time liking, George Soros, and you told a story. Share that with our listeners, if you would, because I was blown away.
Well, I was invited to a conference at King's College in Cambridge University in London, in UK. And they were kicking off a new think tank, the Institute for New Economic Thinking, which is, of course, long overdue, because the way the academics have gone, they've painted themselves into a corner, and what they're talking about is fairly irrelevant versus what's going on in the world around us. You know, I had known he'd done some interesting things in his life. For example, he had funded the printing presses and the copying machines that had gone into Eastern Europe that had allowed the alternative views to be put out there that then helped change the structure of those societies. And he'd done some things I had some questions about. But I went there with the intention of meeting the man. I met many people there, many very high-powered people there, from Nobel Prize-winning PhDs to people high up in policymaking world, including people from the BIS. But I got this feeling that I didn't really want to meet George Soros. When I saw him eye to eye, there was just this sense of there's something diabolical here that I don't want to have to deal with. So I kept my distance on that one, even though I had a message I felt I needed to deliver and I wanted him to.
Well, and the thing, Rob, that really grabbed me when you were talking the other night was, come on, let's acknowledge the good things that people do as well. There's so much polarization in our society. And, hey, I didn't know the thing about George Soros helping to fund. I mean, that really did help bring down the Soviet Union. Now, there were a lot of other things as well. Rick, we've had Republicans on this show, libertarians on this show. We interviewed a gal from the ACLU. You know what? I don't think we have the luxury of nonsense anymore. We have very serious problems. If there's 100 issues, if I agree on even one thing with another person, why not build a relationship off of that one thing? You've been in this industry a long time. You've seen it affected by politics over and over again. You encourage people to take precautionary steps. But how critical is it to you that people out there who are listening to this not just know about the problems, but also know that there are solutions?
I think the solution is found in the problem in some sense. There was a point in time in my life when I became poor. I didn't like it. I was afraid. I worked hard. I got rich. It was the problem that begat the solution. Your inclusive message is important. The Dalai Lama says that there's probably 97% of all issues in the world that we agree on and 3% that we disagree on. And the idea that we focus on the 3% rather than 97% is fairly silly.
Isn't it amazing that the 3% is virtually controlling many aspects of society? I read that book, too, and I find that to be absolutely fascinating.
That's quite sad. Now, you know, from my viewpoint, which is different from many viewpoints, the most inclusive mechanism in the world for resolving disputes is a market, a free market. I don't like political constraints. I like the idea that people express their preferences in a market. They use a currency that is a consequence of utility that they deliver to others to purchase utility delivered by others in a market. Other people have different points of view. My own point of view is that every expression, every preference can be expressed freely in a market.
And I think that we really need to make sure that the solution that's being proposed is really a solution. Let's take the Great Society, for example, where former President Lyndon Johnson wanted to help the 3% of families, nuclear families, that had broken up. And so he started the Great Society. Well, after $15.4 trillion, we now have over a 50% nuclear family breakup. That's not change we can believe in. And we need to make sure that we're really offering solutions like our founding fathers did that really set this country on a solid foundation. Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, to Rick's point, markets force an accountability, don't they? The producer has to produce something that's desirable, and he has to do it in a cost-efficient manner, or else he does not succeed the competitive fray. So I think you're absolutely right. If we're going to propose solutions, first of all, we have to have some agreement about the diagnosis of the problem, and then we have to sit down and try and map out feasible ways of solving it that we can hold people accountable to. And we live, unfortunately, both in a political world and in an economic world. Accountability seems to be a vague concept if one has ever introduced at all.
Absolutely. And Rick, we were out in New Mexico, and this professor at the planetarium was talking about 2012, the Mayan calendar, and how everything was going to blow up. And afterwards, you know, and I waited until everybody else pretty much talked to him. I went up to him. I said, listen, professor, I said, I want you to just think about something, okay? I've got small kids. And every day, I have to almost deprogram them. If the ozone's not going to kill them, you know, global warming's going to get them, or nuclear attack. And come on, man, we're demoralizing these kids. This next generation really is not providing hope. And if we're not providing them hope in this kind of business, who is providing them hope?
Well, but here's an interesting question. Human nature being what it is, I mean, that's a great hope, for lack of better terms, but human nature being what it is that possible? I kind of wonder.
I'd like to see a futures market established in these propositions. if this guy is so convinced that he's right, I'd like to see him put a position up on the board in the form of an over-the-counter.
There actually was a bet made between two scientists. Remember this?
A derivative contact, so yeah. I could short this guy. I'd like to see him express his courage.
I think it was Paul Ehrlich. Somebody made a bet with Paul Ehrlich.
Well, it was the professor Julian Simon, Dr. Julian Simon. He wrote an endorsement on my book, Celebrate Life, back in 1993. I had Julian on the show many times back then.
And, you know, when I graduated from high school, 1970, future shock, we're going to run out of oil in 30 years. Everybody's going to starve to death. You know, with Ehrlich's book on population explosion, it's all proven to be BS. And yet, and I hate to address this, but I think it needs to be addressed. There is money to be made in lies. There are what I've referred to, and it's a tough term, but I think it's an appropriate term. There are poverty pimps out there that are making money off of people's poverty. They have vested interest in keeping people poor. Rob, do you think that's too much of a stretch?
No, I would add to that the idea that there's people out there that think they can consume without producing, which is a variation on that theme, and there's people that are taking without giving. And when you hit a critical mass of people that are behaving that way and believe they are entitled to behave that way, then you really need to have a pushback, and you need, again, to come back to this notion of accountability and set down the rules of the road here that are much more sensible for everyone to play by.
Final thought, Rick, I want to ask you this question, and that is, I'm accused on the show by a lot of listeners of being somebody who is in the camp that Steve is talking about. You know, you're preying on the underprivileged, for lack of better terms. All you're doing is talking about the bad things, and in the next breath you say, the only way you're going to be able to save yourself, so to speak, the only way you're going to be able to have any insurance is to buy gold. And everybody thinks that I'm this bullion dealer or something who's going in that direction because I'm all gloom and doom, and I'm all gloom and doom, and it's a profit motive. That's not the case, is it?
Well, I think your message is especially appropriate to poor people. Work and save. There's no requirement that you be poor. I remember in 1980 when Ayn Rand spoke in the New Orleans conference, and her last prominent public appearance, and you know, somebody said, well, what of the poor? And she said, well, first, don't be one of them. They don't need more of them. They need opportunity. I think your message to the poor is more important than your message to the rich.
And
if you're tired of it, change.
And that's what we're trying to do on this show to everyone. Glad you could join us this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.